Carolina man for alleged $20,000 bail. An investigation is underway to determine how the suspect smuggled a taser through security, which was beefed up for September 11th, and because former President George W. Bush was there. Steve Rappaport, Fox News Radio.
At the U.S. Open, Novak Djokovic won the men's championship. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio.
Radio. About to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. I'm a Free Fire Media and Carl and Linda Bott, 7:05 in the morning. Good morning, September the 13th.
You know what I realized?
That Bad Bob in the morning is, he's like a bear. He's like a bear that just came out of hibernation. He comes out and just like, you know, that's what I realized.
Until
you know, we come in, and just Bob, who just finished his news, he's out bouncing around. Hi. He comes running up.
Sometimes the weather affects people.
Well, you know what? Obviously, the weather's affected Bad Bob. So what's going on, Bad Bob?
Well, the rather remarkable thunderstorm last night knocked our power out for a few hours, and there was no water this morning. So
that'll do it.
So well, no water means no coffee.
Oh,
but
gosh.
We were able to make some, and I'm waiting for it to take effect. But,
okay, that's it.
Why don't you do just like Elk Killer does and run out and roll around on the wet grass, and then you'll be nice and refreshed. And she just likes it, and she shakes herself and runs through the house. Yeah.
There is a definite difference with Bob when he has had coffee
and no coffee.
Are you fasting because you have a blood test?
You know what we got to do with Bad Bob is give him like one of those cards, those gift cards to a coffee place. Stop by the coffee place on the way in and get it. I mean, gee.
We always have coffee here. But
it was a bit rushed this morning because of when you just go to take the shower and nothing comes out of the spout.
Oh,
it's
dear.
Like, oh, man, now what?
You mean
so
like in
we
Europe?
We had a backup plan. Yeah.
Like in Europe. Yeah. At least it wasn't brown and mucky.
Yeah.
Oh, dear.
Hey, phone lines here, 530-605-4567. And we are streaming live in KCNR1460.com, and the chat room is up and running here.
You know what I realized this morning?
You really should introduce your wife, sir.
Well, I was getting ready to. I said up and running, and the chat room is going for it.
Good morning, guys.
Speaking of going for it, here's Linda.
Well, you know, I was talking this morning, and of course, I had to have my matching bracelets. So, hear that? I was like, okay, I got to take these puppies off till after the show. There we go. Okay, guess what? We're going to start off this morning with the weather. We love this weather. Come on. We have to admit, you know, it's always cool. We've got seasons. And it is currently 65 degrees here at the station. We're looking on the computer there, and we're going to have, well, it, you know what? I think these forecasts are funny. Mostly sunny with a high of 94 today, but we do have a weather warning once again. Thunderstorms containing very high and heavy rainfall will be possible over the mountains this afternoon and evening. If you're planning on camping, hiking, or this involves any other outdoor recreation activities in the mountains, you should keep a watchful eye out for potential hazardous weather. And that means like mudslides coming down the hill. I wouldn't even go camping in this kind of weather. I just wouldn't do it, you know. But okay.
Wait. So what kind of weather would you go camping in there, Princess?
Well, I would take a walk in this weather.
Okay.
But to go up in the mountains
carrying a pack?
Well, I'm not...
What weather would you select to carry a pack?
I'm not
up
going
the
to
mountain.
Carry a pack. I've done it once. And that doesn't mean we can't drive up and find a camping spot.
Okay.
I would do that.
Okay.
Or ride in on horseback. We've done that.
Yes, we have.
I just don't care to carry one of those packs on my back that it's just not my thing.
Makes you bend over and sweat.
What am I doing now? We do that at the gym. Anyway, so today in history, okay, let me start off with this.
Come on. Oh, thank you.
You know what that is?
It's a kiss.
Well, pulled a little paper sticking out of the foil. That's right. Now carefully unwrap the silver foil. Voila! A milk chocolate delight and just one of the many chocolate products produced by Hershey Chocolate Company. Today's Candy Kisses Day. Milton S. Hershey was born on this day in 1857, and by the time he was in his mid-30s, he had developed the Great American Chocolate Bar of Hershey Bar. It's known throughout the world. This bar of solid milk chocolate becomes the foundation of his company and his fortune and the foundation of Hershey, Pennsylvania. Now, I don't know if you've ever been to Hershey, Pennsylvania, but I performed there for 1 week with the Gold Diggers outside.
And?
The water's brown and smells like chocolate.
No.
Exactly. I'm not kidding you.
And outside the Hershey plant?
In the Hershey Park, outside the plant. It's right. I don't even get close to the plant. They pump the smell of chocolate. The water's brown. The whole park smells like chocolate. And it's supposed to smell like chocolate. So
did it make you feel good?
It was really hot and sweaty. In Hershey, Pennsylvania.
Okay.
So you have to go visit the Hershey, Pennsylvania Park so you can say that you've done that. Meanwhile, when we talk about what's happening, what has happened, what's going on in the very moment, let's go to our financial advisor, Jeff. Welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning. All three major averages are higher in the first hour of trading as hopes faded that China would buy Italian bonds and shore up the European banking system. In the U.S., August import prices declined 0.4%, the second decrease in 3 months, as the cost of oil and food dropped during the month. Currently, the Dow Jones is up 64 points at 11,125. The S&P 500 is higher 10 at 1,172, and the NASDAQ is up 27 at 2,522. Some of the day's biggest movers, AT&T is up 13 cents at $27.98. General Electric is up 35 cents at $15.16. And locally, Walmart is lower 44 cents at $51.40. In the bond market, the 10-year U.S. Treasury note is yielding 1.95%. For commodities, gold is up $9 at $1,822 per ounce. Silver is higher 34 cents at $40.58 per ounce. And crude oil is up $1.05 at $89.38 per barrel. That's the market for now. This is Jeff Kidd from Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, thanks a lot, Jeff. You know, we got it. When we come back, we're going to be talking about the newest jobs bill from President Obama. And there's a couple of questions about that, and we're going to talk about that. We've got some of the Shasta Niners coming in. We are making money here in the at least the tax revenue has gone up in Shasta County. A lot of things going on around here today. We have the Shasta Niners on here, and then John Stadelli, who is not just a chef with really great ideas and recipes, but also he's also a philosopher about different aspects.
In fact, the great story about John Stadelli is that when you first started your radio show on Saturdays, he would email you and was mostly political outrage, political insight, political what was going on. And you did not know what the name of the email until later on that it was John Stadelli. So that was really cool. You met on that ground, on that common ground. So we're going to have a fun morning. We're always taking your calls and your emails and your insights if you'd like to open a topic and talk about something else.
Debate last night, too. What do you think? Who won the debate? Who was good in the debate? You know, they're going after Perry. It looks pretty hard. Did he really say that Social Security was a Ponzi scheme? This is Free Fire Radio.
You know you make me wanna talk, kick my heels up and talk, throw my hands up and talk, throw my head back and talk. Come on now, don't forget to say you will.
Hey, this is Ernie and Dave talking to you about our fall yard sale. That's right, our big yard sale, September 17th and 18th.
Huge, big, 30 spaces.
Huge. Just call Kim at 941-7042 to reserve your spot.
Get your space now and don't be left out.
Hey, it's $10 for one day, $15 for two.
Call Kim, 941-7042 for your space right now.
On Charland Drive, just off airport.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Red and Yellow Cab, and we'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Redding Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county, no matter the hour. Call Redding Yellow Cab, and we will do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call us at 222-1234.
You're listening to KCNR 1460, Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, KCNR 1460. We're so glad that you put us on your dial and that you tune in to us in the morning and play with us. It's really important. We love to hear what you have to say in the chat pack. This portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. Yesterday I saw Shelley, owner of Tobacco and Brew, and she was talking about all kinds of great stuff that's coming in. You know, when they go, I know that they got back from the Las Vegas Cigar Show, and they have a bunch of stuff that they're going to be highlighting and putting on sale for Big Bike Weekend, which is October 6th. And that there's been a lot of activity going up on Hilltop Drive. Meanwhile, they got their coffee specials and really good buys on beans. So before you go to the, you know, just check it out. Before you go buy your coffee someplace else, just give it a try and try some of their beans. The girls will do special blends and stuff for you. Tobacco and Brew, Hilltop Drive.
They're a great group. Also discounts for veterans. Okay, President Obama standing out in a Rose Garden said, I demand Congress pass this jobs bill. It's time. It's now. We need it. Well, it's like the 970th day that President Obama's been in office. Is it just right now? What happened to earlier times? Okay, the jobs bill. Good parts to it? Yeah, there's good parts to it. But what is it in reality? Is it just another stimulus package? Is it like the mini-me of stimulus? Could that be? You're looking at it at $400 billion. It's, again, more tax money being used. And why is he insisting this? Is it now? Like I said, after 900 days of not coming up with plans, or just before it was just throwing out almost $1 trillion, and when you get down to it, it's almost a trillion, is that now, what is about the job bill that will work? He talked about doing infrastructure. Now, I've got people that will argue with me about this, but I've talked to civil engineers lately that, you know, our infrastructure in the United States, the bridges, the highways, that they haven't, it hasn't been kept up. We need to spend money on infrastructure. I've got no problem with that. But when you start calling out and saying we've got teachers that need to be put back to work, well, that's what we said 2 years ago, I thought. And a lot of those, and teachers were put back to work. Part of the problem is a decline in enrollment in many areas. But what is the bottom line on this? Is it the fact that there's going to be tax raises? They're doing away with certain tax deductions. There's going to be tax raises in the out years to pay for things. Again, when you start hearing things about, hey, this is going to be paid for in the out years, President Obama has no control over that. After the next election, if he is there, you could have a Republican Congress and a Senate. And then what's he have? So he throws his stuff out like it's going to happen. And then he says the only thing stopping this is politics. President Obama used those words. The only thing stopping this is politics. Is there no level of hypocrisy, even with the president? What do you think this is all about but politics? What do you think that you're there for? What do you think the things you stood for are? It's politics, Mr. President. My gosh, to say that the only thing stopping this is politics, I mean, I can't believe you actually believe that. And then, you know, like I said, the tax raises by eliminating deductions. What is that? You know, what impact is that going to have? And then who, again, are the wealthy? Oh, we've got to take the money away from the wealthy. Who are the wealthy? Let's start identifying who's wealthy in this country. 250,000? 200,000? 500,000? 150,000. If you live in Shasta County, would you say somebody that makes $100,000 a year is wealthy? If the median salary is 32,000, so if somebody makes 70,000 more than you, is that person wealthy? What is it, Bad Bob? Is that person wealthy? If everybody makes 30,000 and somebody's making 100,000, is that person wealthy?
Maybe they're just better at what they do.
Well, I know that, but I'm just saying, well, obviously, or they work for the government. Yeah. Which doesn't seem to be, anyway. But see, those are the things, and we start doing that. Okay. And then he's surrounded, and this is, I'm taking this out of the paper. teachers, police, construction, all of them union members. I mean, he's surrounded by union members in a Rose Garden.
It's a Chicago way.
And, you know, the thing is, and he said, hey, we need to put teachers back to work. We did last time, or at least I thought we did. So if that didn't work, the bottom line on this, is are there places that we need that they should be able to work together to start putting some of our country back to work? Yes. Is there a fact that the infrastructure needs to be worked on and fixed? Yes. How are we going to pay for it? You know, people keep, you know, conveniently forget that we just keep adding trillions on and billions every day, or billions every day, to debt, to the national deficit. And take a look at what's happening in Europe right now. There is fear, literally fear, in Europe that the Greeks are going to be unable to pay their debts. If that happens, the French banks are going down. The French banks have lost 10% in their markets. The Germans have the money. They're not giving the money out. They're saying, you people got yourselves in this. The Italians are trying to sell their bonds to the Chinese, who may or may not buy it, and it sounded like this morning like they weren't. Europe could go down in a tailspin. What impact is that going to have over here? This is Carl and DeBott, 7:20 in the morning, and this is Free Fire Radio.
You don't want to miss the game. We know that, and that's why we gave you the best of both worlds with our recently opened Overtime Sports Bar and Lounge. Now, between bingo and blackjack, you can grab a bite and check out the game at Overtime Sports Bar and Lounge. We've got everything you need to be the entertainment guru for your group, starting with the early bird happy hour from 8 to 10 a.m., afternoon happy hour from 4 to 6, and sports on TV all day long. Now, we didn't forget about the ladies. Overtime Sports Bar and Lounge has live music one weekend a month and a kickin' DJ on all the other weekends. So while you're having a frosty cold one, she can boot scoot and boogie all night long. Don't worry, guys, you can still see the TVs from the dance floor. Overtime Sports Bar and Lounge is plush, comfortable, and classy, but not stuffy, so you can enjoy a great atmosphere and friendly people. After all, isn't that what you're here for? Perfect for your friends, your boss, your family, anyone who wants to enjoy a classic sports bar. Overtime Sports Bar and Lounge at Wind River. Log on to windriver.com.
Check us out on Facebook.
It's better on the river.
Have you put your name on your to love and to take care of list lately? At the House of Conscious Living Yoga, we offer you a space for a well-deserved time in. You will be welcomed by the warmth and kindness of a yoga community here to make you feel safe and cared for. The House of Conscious Living Yoga is a place for healing. Our yoga mat will help you rediscover your own power to design your life in every way. Need to strengthen your body, calm your mind, or lighten your heart? You have come to the right place. Non-competitive, medically knowledgeable and safe, therapeutic and caring are just some of the words used to describe the House of Conscious Living Yoga professional staff. New to the studio? Receive your first 5 classes for only $25. Visit our website, consciouslivingyoga.com, for all the information you'll need to get started on your path toward a healthier, happier, more vibrant life. consciouslivingyoga.com, 246-7256.
Today, big trucks and motorhomes are extremely popular, but being very big is a disadvantage if the frame is damaged in a collision. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. These big vehicles need special equipment to repair their long, tough frames. Where do you find the biggest frame rack in Northern California? At Coachmaster, of course. Our machine is 28 feet long, weighs 5,000 pounds, and has over 100 tons of combined pulling power. The pull towers alone weigh over 750 pounds each. Doesn't it make sense that the frame machine should be bigger and stronger than the vehicle? Now, there are plenty of smaller machines around, and we have those too, for use on small and medium-sized vehicles. But we found them inadequate as trucks got bigger and motorhomes became more popular. It's like hunting elephants with a spear. It's inadequate, but sometimes it worked, if you were lucky. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
This is KCNR,
the home of Free Fire Media.
Good morning. Right here in the beautiful...
7:25 in the morning on September the 13th.
Beautiful North State.
66 degrees.
Welcome to KCNR 1460. A couple announcements here. The Post Office Saloon, 8 Haven Humane. The second Tuesday Dining Club is going to meet today at the Post Office Saloon and Grill, downtown Reading, from 5 to 9. A percentage of the evening's revenues are going to go to Haven Humane Society. A list of participating restaurants for the year is available at Haven Humane Society, 7449 East Side Road. Of course, the Post Office Saloon is open to adults 21 years and older. Join us October 1st, too, when we're going to be doing the Bark and Wine event for Haven Humane.
And we expect you all to come out and watch us as we're emceeing that great auction items. We've got all types of neat stuff going on there.
Along with Ray John.
Ray John will be there, the three of us doing our snappy patter, and who knows, maybe some dance move.
Snappy patter. Something else that's coming to the North State across our desk is the West Nile virus. East of Anderson, I know that we don't think about mosquitoes in September, but because the weather is changing back and forth like it is, there has been a case that has been tested positive of West Nile virus. So, of course, in the statements, it is important for people to do everything they can to prevent their exposure to mosquitoes. The district's ecologists said, of course, including dumping and draining items that might contain standing water, prime larvae habitat. This is what we do in order to prevent the fact that, you know, I know that we had the West Nile virus scare some time ago, and so it still is prevalent, and time to, you know, be thinking about, be mindful of it.
Okay, you know, we talked about infrastructure. And how we're going to pay for it is another loan, you know, another, you know, just money that we're just printing off, you know, just keep printing it. But, you know, CalPERS, which has a private fund, of course, you know, CalPERS is one of the reasons that we pay, you know, a lot into for our people that belong to unions is because the CalPERS money wasn't making it, their investments weren't making it, and so we have to make up the difference. But now, you know, things seem to be turning around a little bit. But they plan on earmarking $800 million for investments in California roads, bridges, power transmission lines, and other forms of infrastructure. And it's part of a $5 billion worldwide infrastructure effort that CalPERS is creating. And I am asking CalPERS to invest in California jobs. Now, see, I don't have a problem with that because that's a private fund, even though that, you know, and the money paid into it, you know, by all the workers. But this is an investment in California. I don't see this as taxpayers' money going directly or just printing more money to do that. They did say that we'll avoid deals that could transfer public employees' jobs to the private sector. Well, I could probably understand that. As one of them said, I can't see using my pension fund to invest in a business that makes me lose my job. Well, I don't know. You know, we do that all the time in the government here. Anyway, they already have $60 million invested in California infrastructure, including a water storage project in Antelope Valley. They're going to talk about a much bigger commitment. We're going to follow this one. This one could be this could be interesting. Hey, in Shasta County. Are you happy about this? Took a bump in sales tax receipts up $41 million, which means a little bit more money coming in. But part of that is probably cost of gas, you know, for that. Now, to me, gas tax is really that tax hits everybody. But that really hits people with not a lot of money, with the lower on the economic chain, you might say, you know, the gas tax. Because everybody needs gas to be able to go to work and these other things. So that hits. But anyway, that's gone up. So that's good news for Shasta County. And the other little bit of news we have, of course, is that Obama is in trouble again. Except this is with swing voters. And deep skepticism from swing voters who see at the Republican Party are more in tune with their concerns about government spending, according to a poll that was just released. But I think we know that. Now, who do we have running for the Republicans? Well, we're going to talk about that when we get back. We're going to talk about that debate. There's been a lot of interest in the chat room. So, chat room, give us a call here and tell us who your favorite was last night. This is Carl and Linda Bott. It is September the 13th, 66 degrees, and this is Free Fire Radio.
Business Network, the opening bell kicks off today's session with the market searching for direction. Investors are keeping an eye on developments to resolve the European sovereign debt crisis. Lower food and fuel costs helped push import prices lower in August. Prices fell 0.4% last month. That's a smaller decline than expected. And on the flip side, export prices unexpectedly rose. They were up 0.5%. Morgan Stanley has hired former Federal Reserve economist Vincent Reinhardt. According to Dow Jones, Reinhardt will join the company October 1st as its chief U.S. economist. Reinhardt held several senior positions at the Fed from 1990 through 2007. And the pace of hiring by employers appears to be growing slower. According to the Manpower Employment Outlook Survey, only 7% of employers plan to add more people to their workforce during the fourth quarter. Though most firms do not expect to change their staffing levels, many plan to pay higher raises next year. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Adam Shapiro.
NAPA know-how isn't just about keeping your car moving, it's also about being able to stop. So this September, stop into any participating NAPA Auto Parts store or Auto Care Center for our Great Breaks on Great Breaks event and receive up to a $50 mail-in rebate with the purchase of qualifying NAPA brake products. So don't go breaking my heart, go get Great Breaks.
NAPA know-how.
I don't know any other way to break this to you. Save on brakes. Offer expires 9/30/11. See your local NAPA Auto Parts store for details.
Hey, this is Ernie and Dave talking to you about our fall yard sale. That's right, our big yard sale, September 17th and 18th.
Huge, big, 30 spaces.
Huge. Just call Kim at 941-7042 to reserve your spot.
Get your space now and don't be left out.
Hey, it's $10 for one day, $15 for two.
Call Kim, 941-7042 for your space right now.
On Charland Drive, just off airport.
Enjoy summer evenings at one of the most beautiful venues in the North State. Plan a trip to Anselmo Vineyards for their summer music series underway now. Check the website at anselmovineyards.com for upcoming concert dates and artists. Enjoy the beautiful short 20-minute drive out to Anselmo Vineyards. Come early and enjoy a delicious dinner and sample award-winning Anselmo wines with your meal. And something new. Anselmo Vineyards is now open Sunday nights for wine tasting and dinner, and Thursday nights for handcrafted pizza prepared in their own outdoor pizza oven. Ask about the new Anselmo Vineyards event pavilion and special horseback riding adventures. Call 474-5546. That's 474-5546 for more details. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
Hi, I'm Assemblymember Jim Nielsen. Last year, California lost more than 28,000 acres of land due to fires, leaving families devastated and causing billions in property damage. If you live in an area prone to fires, protect your family. First, clear an area of 100 feet around your home to reduce flammable vegetation. Also, remove needles and leaves from your roof and gutters, and keep trees trimmed at least 10 feet away. Remember, defensible space is required by law, and most of all, it protects you and your family.
Hello, I'm Dr. Mark Pierce. Every day, whether we like it or not, accidents, injuries, and illnesses occur, and that is why Hilltop Medical Clinic is here. At the Hilltop Medical Clinics, we treat all sorts of illnesses and ailments. Whether you need a wrap or a stitch, a prescription or a patch, a cast or a crutch, the Hilltop Medical Clinics are open for you. We have two convenient locations on Hilltop Drive in the Town and Country Shopping Center, north of the Mount Shasta Mall, or our new Westside Clinic at 2123 Eureka Way, next to the VCA Animal Hospital. The next time you find yourself under the weather or limping along, please come see us. No appointments are necessary at the Hilltop Medical Clinics, and we'll have you in and out as quickly and conveniently as possible. From everyone here at the Hilltop Medical Clinics, thank you for trusting us and remembering we are here if you need us.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Vaught.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media, and Carl and Linda Vaught, September the 13th, 7:35 in the morning. It's phone lines here are 530-605-4567, and we're streaming live and chatting on KCNR1460.com. The chat pack is really into the debate from last night. It's interesting to see what they're saying here. People seem to be liking Congressman Paul, and Perry is being considered a panderer.
There's another P word that was in the chat room.
Yeah, panders. We have our caller here. Larry, good morning.
Good morning, Carl. How are you doing?
Fine. Well, what's on your mind?
Well, we have the lawsuit against the county on my wood recycling yard after the county used me for years and then turned around and told me I was doing all kinds of illegal stuff. But our lawsuit's moving forward, and it's looking good for us. But it's kind of interesting with the things that I put out there, like the number you can call for people if they've had problems with the county or issues have been, there's a lot of people out there that have had a lot of issues with the county other than just myself I'm finding out. One issue was things are really opening up to what's going on in this county. I had a gentleman contact me, and he had a business, a ranch that he was cutting hay on, and he was selling the hay off his property that he was renting across from Glenn Hawes' facility on Deschutes Road. And he started getting these threatening letters that if he didn't stop his selling of the hay that he was cutting on his property, that they would fine him and do all kinds of stuff to him. And so he eventually shut his business down. Well, I started kind of looking into more and more stuff, and this all kind of leads together with, I've had...
Did he have a business license to sell hay?
Well, not on your own property, you don't. I mean, it's agriculture, you can sell that.
I'm not sure. Can you do that? Can you sell, I mean, don't you have to have some kind of, if you're making a profit or whatever, don't you have to have some kind of business license?
Well, I'm not sure about that. I don't believe so, because I do sell stuff off my property, my vegetables and stuff, and I don't have a business license. Yeah. And I've never had a problem.
It may not have been a good idea just to say that.
Well, I'm not worried about the count anymore.
Right.
These guys do not scare me.
And, I'm just that's for my own edification, is that it seems that if you're selling something or you're performing a service that you need some kind of license.
Well, you need a license to breathe anymore. So
that's true too.
The whole situation came down as we've kind of looked into why this was such a big issue, and it's come to our attention through the county that Russ Mall is doing work for Glenn to keep this person from doing any kind of business on this piece of property. And Russ Mall directed Jerry Bellinger to go out and cite this person or harass him, which he did, and the person finally shut his business down quit doing what he was doing. But also he was raising hay to feed their cows, because they have a ranch in Cedarville. But also we've discovered that there are some paperwork and documents that are showing that this is what we've kind of been disclosed to me, was there's been paperwork showing and receipts showing that there's been trips paid for to Russ Mall by Glenn Hawes for vacations and different things. And that paperwork is being handed over to certain authorities in the state.
So what you're saying is that there's illusions that people are doing things, but do you have any of the paperwork?
We don't at this time, but this is the stuff that, I mean, I you wouldn't believe the stuff that I'm running into out here with how, I never would think how corrupt what is going on in this county.
Well, you know, there's a lot of things that, you know, people are looking for things like that, and I don't know. See, I haven't seen the paperwork, and I can't say one way or the other on it, of course.
You wouldn't believe the things that I've looked into in the last year since I've been closed down. I've took my time, since I don't have anything really going on now, because my business has been shut down. And I've been investigating and following all these situations as people have been telling me. There's a gentleman that's 70 years old that was arrested on his property. by Mr. Bellinger. He did not identify who he was. He was filming his property, his grandchildren, and the 70-year-old man asked him to leave. He would not leave. The old man grabbed a stick or something to say, get off my property, and I don't know who, just leave. They had him arrested, and he spent 2 days in jail. And this is being investigated. He's a public defender. You wouldn't believe that people are being called in, being subpoenaed through all these situations. I'm being subpoenaed right now for the same situation.
I think then at the end of this, so it sounds like there are people investigating this, that nobody's getting away with anything.
There are people investigating it, but it's adding to my lawsuit because the people are finally starting to understand what's going on in the county and who they're starting to band together and talk to more people mm-hmm. under the situations. And it's great. I think it's great that more people are starting to step forward.
Well, I think people need to be I think people need to keep an eye on their government all the time. But I also believe is that we need to try to find out, try to understand what's going on in government and not see everything. And I'm not saying you're doing this, but not seeing everything as a plot against the people. However, if there is, but it sounds like to me as if the government was, if people in authority were just ignoring, but it sounds like to me is that there are people that are investigating everything that's going on. So to me, that's a good step.
There is. And, it's the same situation. I always thought there was something odd time that I had to pay for a permit that I mentioned that I thought it was kind of extortion, and Mr. Russ Mull, right across the table from me with Glenn Hawes, said, well, you know what, at least we smile when we take your money, and there was not much said about it. It was like, yeah, that's what we do, and this is how it is. And I have a lot of, there's just been a lot of stuff going on, a lot of people that have been finding out their rights have been just being walked over their private property rights, all kinds of stuff. And it's all based on money. All this is coming down to is how much control they can have and how much money they can get out of the public for permits, instead of just making it easy for people to have a job and open up the
well, I'm not going to argue about that. We need to do something about the permitting process. I mean, it's getting ridiculous at times.
It's just that they're squeezing everybody out, and it's all about how safe they can keep their jobs and how much money they can make while they're there and how much retirement. And people got to start waking up and seeing this. I mean, I've got hundreds of calls from people that have had incidents with this county. And it's a shame. I did not know how much stuff was going on that most people don't realize.
Well, hey, you know what, Larry? Thanks a lot for your phone call. You've been keeping us informed of this. And please continue to do that.
Yeah,
and let us know as it goes on.
Yeah, I have a meeting on the 19th, settlement conference with the county. And we're moving forward. And I've got an attorney from Washington, D.C.
Super. Hey, Larry, thank you very much for your phone call. Hey, we got to take a break here. Hey, this is Carl and DeBott, and this is a Free Fire Radio, 7:42 in the morning.
Here's another satisfied customer of CARS, California Auto Repair and Smog.
Hello, Dal. I wanted to ask you how you happened to bring your bus to CARS.
We checked around the community. Our bus is top priority to transport our residents, so we're always a major concern about safety and inspection. We knew about your character and great reputation, so we lined it up. CARS actually comes over and picks our bus up.
So our concierge service makes it pretty easy for you there at Hilltop, right?
It helps us out tremendously. I mean, we're a very active community.
Thank you. And of course, safety is number one. And we are doing the state safety inspection every 45 days. Isn't that the schedule, Dal?
Every 45 days we have it done. It's a top priority for us when we're out transporting our seniors and veterans in the community.
Obviously. Well, thank you so much for taking our call today, Dal.
Quality auto repair at affordable prices. Call 246-9277 or look for them on Facebook.
This is Bill and Lisa Collins inviting you to join us this Sunday, September 18th.
As we bring you Mike Murphy's new science fiction audio play, Harvest Time.
If you think we're talking about the wheat harvest, think again.
Sunday at 4 p.m. on KCNR 1460 AM or on the web at newradiotheater.com.
Brought to you by Dr. Julie Gussenhoven, optometrist,
Kent's Meats and Groceries, and Kathy's Deli,
and Jeff Avery, State Farm Insurance.
Joining the revolution at Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms is here to provide the finest names in weapons, ammunition, optics, and accessories. We also offer repairs and custom gunsmithing. Bastiani Arms is pleased to announce that we now have in stock the best and largest selection of off-list AR low receivers in the North State. Looking for instruction in hunter safety, concealed carry, or Florida's concealed carry class? Bastiani Arms provides the finest instruction with our NRA-trained instructors. Come check out our in-store product and enjoy the friendly, helpful, and knowledgeable service you'll get with each and every visit. Don't forget to ask Bastiani Arms about their 90-day layaway for your convenience. If you want the best in weapons, service, and shooting supplies, then Bastiani Arms should be your first stop. Satisfaction guaranteed. Bastiani Arms, located at 2539 Larkspur Lane, open Tuesdays through Saturday, 8:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. Or call us at 222-8222.
Today, most beef and poultry products come from factory farms, from animals raised in confinement, fed antibiotics, and genetically modified organisms. Fortunately, there's a local source of humanely raised grass-fed beef, organic chickens, and pastured free-range eggs. The Martin family at the Lazy 69 Ranch near Round Mountain wants you to get back in touch with your food and your farmer. Look for Lazy 69 products at Orchard Nutrition, Holiday Market, Sunset Market, or online at Lazy69Ranch.com.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, along with Free Fire Media. Carl and the Bot, 7:46 in the morning, and, you know, I'm not going to try to explain this, but we have...
We have totally lost control because we have four actors in the studio right now, and you know how it is. It's early in the morning, and we've got some people who are very, very dedicated that are cast. Actually, we've got Bill Collins, who is the writer and the producer, along with, you know, Lisa Collins isn't here, but you've written, directed, and you're producing The Masquerade Murders. Welcome to the program.
Thank you very much. Glad to be on your show always. Bring my little flock of chickens. Yes.
You know, The Masquerade Murders is going to start here. I think it starts this weekend.
This Saturday.
Yep. It starts.
When is it? We have some of the cast members here, so we're going to start with Liz Traylor, played by Marilyn Robrand. When is it, Marilyn?
It starts this Saturday, darling. Same place. Right on East Cypress, where we've been for a long time.
Right. And what's the date? Jen Markhart, who plays the Black Widow in this. Jen?
It opens September 17th and runs through October 15th, Friday and Saturday at 7:30, Sunday matinees at 2.
Give me a little note there, a little song, just something off the top. Jen. The Black Widow is the only one who sings.
Dancing with a spider, got 8 legs to hold you tight.
That's enough. We don't want to give it away.
Eight
legs. Yes. Well, the date is actually September 17th through the October 15th, Friday and Saturday nights, and there's Sunday matinees at 2 p.m. So it's a great show. It's a show that Lisa and I wrote many years ago. We used to do it as a dinner theater. Now we've converted it into a standard stage production. It has lots of eerie things and creepy things that we never could do in a live.
And that's just some of the cast members.
Oh.
So when you, I understand that she wrote the original song as well. Is this the song we
wrote it specifically?
Black Widow?
That's the Black Widow song. Ooh. That Lisa and I wrote, and Bill Roos produced it for us. Our wonderful
Bill Roos is great.
He's a great guy. Great. Well, he's part of our writing team.
This other gentleman here with the two sets of glasses on.
He needs three sets of glasses. But his name is Richard Burdensome. In the play. Now, Richard, come in here. It's actually played by John Welsh. Richard, come in here, and would you tell us something about the show, sir?
Thank you very much. This is The Masquerade Murders. We've all been invited to a lovely masquerade party at the Mea Culpa Lounge in Rio de Janeiro. And who knows what mayhem may ensue.
Yes, and that's just a sample. Plus, we have three or four other crazies in the show that run in and out. We have a Zorro, a dashing gay blade. Oh, can I say that on TV?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, whatever, I'm on radio, so it doesn't matter, I guess. Anyway, yeah, the show starts this Saturday, and it will continue until October 15th. You can get your tickets. Where can we get the tickets, Richard?
Let me tell you.
Okay, why don't you tell me?
Tickets available at the Cascade Theater, 1731 Market Street. It's just around the corner, I believe. Yeah. Or you can call 530-243-8877
or 877-646-4TIX, or go online at www.cascadetheater.org.
Yeah, cascadetheater.org. Now, the show is not at the Cascade. It's at the Riverfront Playhouse on East Cypress, but you can get your tickets at thecascadetheater.org. Have I made myself clear?
You are wonderful, and the last time we went to a play
not wonderful.
Well,
he is good.
Funny. Well, what's the name? Help me. I'm just so early. What was the last play that you guys produced and directed at Riverfront?
Club.
Hilarious. We laughed so hard. We took a group of people who said, well, you know, usually I don't have the attention span. I can't really sit through, and they were so entertained. And they love the humor. It was bright humor. It was funny humor. It was double entendre humor. And they laughed through the whole thing. They loved it.
Well, that's what Masquerade Murders is. We've taken all the songs. Oh, by the way, for the audience members, they can guess who did it and maybe win a prize. But they don't have to write down clues. They don't have to get out of their chairs. It's not like we did before where you come up on stage and the audience just watches the show. And then at the end they can determine, oh, I think that person did it, and they put it in there, and they have a chance to win a nice little prize. Every night we have prizes.
Now, we're getting close to Halloween. Can they dress up, too?
Oh, funny you should ask. It's close to Halloween, and they can dress up, too. Wait,
is there a prize for best dressed?
Oh, there's a prize, all right, but not necessarily for best dressed.
That's right, my pretty.
So, Bill, you said someone did it. Does that mean there's a murder?
No. There's more than one murder. There may be two, but there is one murderer. That's hard to say. Murderer. Everybody in the audience say that.
Murderer.
Okay. Anyway, that's it. Masquerade Murders, Riverfront Playhouse on East Cypress, September 17th through the 15th. And get your tickets. You can call 243-8877. Got that down? Write that down. Pull over in your car. Don't write it while you're driving. Here it is, 243-8877.
And absolutely, we'll be there, and hopefully we'll have a group of nine tickets that we can give away, you guys. Written and directed by Bill and Lisa Collins.
In fact, we already have some tickets to give away, and we will give away after the break. Not going to do it right now because Bad Bob, it confuses him. And then we're off the air for 3 minutes.
I'm just noting that all control of this show has been completely gone over
right quick. Bill Collins is in the room. What do you want?
After you come back from break, we're going to give away two tickets to Masquerade Murders. This is Carl in the Bot, and this is Free Fire Radio.
See you there.
Talking to you about our fall yard sale. That's right, our big yard sale, September 17th and 18th.
Huge, big, 30 spaces.
Huge. Just call Kim at 941-7042 to reserve your spot.
Get your space now and don't be left out.
Hey, it's $10 for one day, $15 for two.
Call Kim, 941-7042 for your space right now.
On Charland Drive, just off airport.
Today, big trucks and motorhomes are extremely popular, but being very big is a disadvantage if the frame is damaged in a collision. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. These big vehicles need special equipment to repair their long, tough frames. Where do you find the biggest frame rack in Northern California? At Coachmaster, of course. Our machine is 28 feet long, weighs 5,000 pounds, and has over 100 tons of combined pulling power. The pull towers alone weigh over 750 pounds each. Doesn't it make sense that the frame machine should be bigger and stronger than the vehicle? Now, there are plenty of smaller machines around, and we have those too, for use on small and medium-sized vehicles. But we found them inadequate as trucks got bigger and motorhomes became more popular. It's like hunting elephants with a spear. It's inadequate, but sometimes it worked, if you were lucky. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Legendary grave digger and 7-time world champion Tom Mintz returned to Red Bluff September 30th, October 1st, and 2nd. Budweiser, Pepsi, Napa Auto Parts, and Les Schwab Tires at the Metro PCS West Coast Monster Truck Nationals at the Fairgrounds in Red Bluff. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle, El Toro Loco, The Patriot, King Crunch, Obsession, and more. All come to take on Grave Digger and Maximum Destruction. Plus, those insane insane quad racers. A top truck class for you local. And get this, Red Bluff. A fire-breathing, jet-powered fire truck will light up the Red Bluff sky. Friday night, all kids 12 and under get a free toy monster truck thanks to Lassen Medical. Get your discount tickets now at Napa Auto Parts stores. Bud's Jolly Coat. Charge by phone by calling the Red Bluff Chamber of Commerce office at 527-6220. Or go online to rvmonsters.com. September 30th, October 1st and 2nd. It's the Metro PCS West Coast Monster Truck National. You gotta be there.
If you're looking for natural remedies for your health problems, look no further. East Earth Tradewinds, Reading's most complete herb store, has hundreds of Chinese herbs, books, essential oils, and more. You can also make appointments for acupuncture treatment or oriental therapeutic massage. We're open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Visit us at 144 Hartnell Avenue in the south end of the Raley's Cobblestone Shopping Center. That's East Earth Tradewinds, 144 Hartnell Avenue in Reading.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR1460 on the Free Fire Media and Carl and DeVos. 7:55 in the morning. It is September the 13th. It's 66 degrees out there. Let's talk about the weather a little bit.
Yeah, it's going to be 94 today, and of course, there's a slight chance of thunderstorms. It's still in the forecast and the weather warning, especially in the foothills and in the mountains. So be mindful and careful. Bob, we are updated at 66 degrees, correct? Okay.
Thing about it is, too, is that last night I was watching the lightning. It was going horizontal to the ground, not, you know, from the sky to the ground. Vertically, it was going horizontally. I mean, but it wasn't just like, it wasn't sheets of it. It was like the lightning bolts going across.
That's a cloud-to-cloud strike when the two clouds are at different potentials. Very unusual weather last night in that we had what amounted to a squall line running from about the Palisadro area all the way up through the Trinities, coming diagonally across the valley. And that's something you usually see down in Arizona or in the Midwest. Very unusual up here. It was a pretty intense storm, one-inch hail in some spots, and even some rotating thunderstorms, which in a flat area would result in a tornado. That doesn't generally happen around here. But it was an intense storm, depending on where you were.
Oh, yeah, we had a lot of rain there in a short period of time where we were at. And then, like I said, the thunder and then the lightning. I hadn't seen lightning like that in a long time, horizontal, vice, vertical, and then we're talking diagonal, too. So I'm just all geometried out.
Hey, when you put your finger to the dial right now, we talked about giving two tickets away to the Maskade Murders. Do you know what night it is for the tickets? Anyway, you're going to get. I'll tell you in a second. But anyway, first caller 605-4567, two tickets to the Maskade Murders, and there are murderers. So if you care to go to the event, give us a call here, and we'll give away two tickets 605-4567.
Okay. When we're also some of the things we're talking about, you know, the Board of Supervisors is having a meeting. Today at 9 o'clock, if you get a chance to go there. Some of our chat room guys are probably on your way already, and they're talking about the Williams Act and extending taxes on people that are, you know, that fall under the Williamson Act because of, the, you know, the money that wasn't there last time. I saw where a gentleman's saying he's paying double his property taxes that he used to. And so that's, you know, which can get a little expensive, as we know. The big debate yesterday and last night, and going in the chat room, a lot of people liking Ron Paul. They say we need to hear his truth. On the other hand, Ron Paul also has a way of upsetting people. And there's some rules in here, for being a politician, is have great teeth, great hair, and stare in the camera and say, I am competent. I am competent. I thought that was kind of funny. Hey, the last thing here before we go on, we're going to go on a break here in a minute or two. We have a winner, Kimmy, for the tickets. Kimmy. Kimmy won the tickets, and we'll have those waiting for you here, Kimmy. There was a teacher that was charged with sexual child molestation or sexual malfeasance with a student at one of the schools around here. It just happened last year, and charges were just dropped against him. And a lot of times what happens is we make a big thing out of the charges, And then later on, nothing, if they're dropped or nothing happens. I'd like to just say is that the Record Searchlight came out with a story. And they put it in prominent view, how charges were dropped in the teacher molestation case. I'm not going to go into names or anything like that, but it appears that, as the county district attorney says, there's not enough evidence. Carl and the Bot, we're going to come back. John Stadelli is sitting right here, and he's waiting.
You're listening to KCNR Shasta Redding.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. How tough are times in America? More people are in poverty or without health insurance. Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern has a new report live in Washington.
One in six Americans is in poverty, the highest rate in 27 years. The Census Bureau says the poverty level jumped more than 15% last year to more than 46 million Americans. The number of people without health insurance also jumped to nearly 50 million, a new high. The stats all reflect 2010, when the median household income also fell. Dave.
Jared, President Obama goes to Ohio today to push his big jobs plan.
I just don't think that's really going to help our economy.
Because Republican House Speaker John Boehner says it includes some tax increases. The president says higher income Americans should pay more.
Osama bin Laden's death in May dealt a stunning blow to Al-Qaeda.
How big a blow? The new CIA director giving his assessment to Congress. Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson live in D.C.
In his first appearance before a congressional committee as CIA director, David Petraeus says Al-Qaeda is still a serious threat, but killing bin Laden and his top lieutenants has made the organization much weaker.
The upshot is that it will be more difficult for Al-Qaeda to attract and accommodate would-be jihadists wanting to travel to the tribal areas of Pakistan.
That, says Petraeus, creates a window of opportunity for Al-Qaeda, a window of vulnerability for Al-Qaeda, opportunity for us, but he says we must exploit that opportunity. Dave.
Rich, Petraeus also says no Americans have been injured at the U.S. Embassy in Kabul. In the Taliban's coordinated attack across the city using rockets, guns, and suicide bombs, two Afghans and some militants have been killed.
We will take all necessary steps not only to ensure the safety of our people, but to secure the area.
Secretary of State Clinton also says she's encouraged by reports that Iran's president says two Americans jailed as spies for over 2 years could be set free in a few days after Josh Patel and Shane Bauer pay $500,000 in bail each. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Hi, homeowners. It's Dave with LendingTree again. Have you heard that mortgage rates are at a new record low? It's true. You could get rates as low as 2.625%, 3.05% APR at LendingTree.com. In fact, homeowners who refinance with LendingTree save an average of $353 a month. That's over $4,200 a year. Don't wait for rates to climb. Start saving now by calling LendingTree at 1-800-578-2208 today. That's 1-800-578-2208. Terms and conditions apply. NMLS 1136.
Someday I can be a marine biologist. Or a park ranger. Oh, a conservationist. I know! I want to drive a train.
Helping the planet. It's a value kids and CSX share. Up to 5 times more fuel efficient than trucks, CSX trains are the most environmentally friendly way to move goods on land. Learn more at CSX.com. CSX, how tomorrow moves.
Only way to eradicate Obamacare is to pull it out by the root and branch to fully repeal it.
That was Congresswoman Michelle Bachmann in last night's Republican debate that again featured the front runner, Texas Governor Rick Perry, being attacked on several issues like Social Security.
Rather than trying to scare seniors like you're doing and other people, it's time to have a legitimate conversation in this country.
As heard on CNN. But Mitt Romney says Perry takes credit for creating jobs when he had nothing to do with it.
That if you're dealt four aces, that doesn't make you necessarily a great poker player.
And then there was his order to have all schoolgirls vaccinated for HPV, a sexually transmitted infection. Rick Santorum took his shot.
There is no government purpose served for having little girls inoculated at the force and compulsion of the government.
In Tampa, Eben Brown, Fox News Radio.
A state trooper, a cop, and three TSA officers are all under arrest. Federal prosecutors in Connecticut say they were part of a conspiracy to distribute tens of thousands of highly addictive painkiller pills. A serial killer, already condemned to die in Ohio, is off the hook in some other cases against him.
After a jury found Anthony Sowell guilty of killing 11 women and dumping their bodies in and around his home, he faced charges in two more cases. Those cases involved two women who testified during the first trial that they, too, came close to being his victims. However, a judge has dropped the remaining kidnapping, rape, and attempted murder charges. Prosecutors saying they determined
that reliving the story and being traumatized again wasn't worth it because we had already 11 death penalties.
Walking out of the courtroom, Sowell cursed while saying the charges were dropped because the state had no case. Jennifer Kuiper, Fox News Radio.
On Wall Street, a little bit of selling. The Dow's down 25 points, but oil is up a dollar and gold up 14 more dollars today. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, along with Free Fire Media and Carl Lindabot, 8:05 on September the 13th. Good morning, my friends. 530-605-4567 is our phone numbers, and we are streaming live and chatting at KCNR1460.com. The chat room is alive with the debate from last night on the Republican side. I know that we also want to give an update on the weather.
Well, we also want to thank, Kim, congratulations. How are we going to work that out? We'll call you after the show because what you get to do is pick any night you want to go, and that's really, really cool. That's the way it's working at this point. So Bill Collins will be in touch with you. You'll be in touch with Bill Collins regarding the masquerade murders, and you get to pick which night you want to go. That's so awesome. Currently 67 degrees here in the North State. Mostly sunny today with a high of 94. And we always want to tell you that the weather is brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards.
That's right. And, hey, Bad Bob, I've got a question to ask you. So now that you've had coffee and, we've sprayed your face with that stuff they use on dogs that are, that are really upset, and we did a little acupuncture on the back of your neck. And this thing, when it starts out every show with the views of what you're going to hear.
The disclaimer.
Mm-hmm. Is not necessarily that of the staff, the management of KCNR. You're part of the staff. Do you disagree with what we're saying here?
In which context? Okay, there are days when I absolutely agree with you, and there are days when I have a difference of opinion with you.
Well, I'm glad
to
hear that
to myself because that's your signature
and
on my
chat. That's healthy. No, that's healthy, and this is what we love about the chat room because, with the chat room, some people don't want to call up live. Maybe we are, as you have said before, Bob, that we are the smallest town of 100,000 people
and I'm a native
in the universe. So, when you go to KCNR1460.com, you can chat, and if you don't care to use your name, we don't care. It's interactive. Of course, we always state civility. That's very, very important to us. And what's also important to us is friendships that we have grown into and admired and relished in the last 4 or 5 years that we've been here, people that we respect, and we see their growth, and we want to have them part of our family, want to be part of their family, and that is a beautiful segue into the guest, our friend, somebody who we really respect and admire, and that's Chef John Stadelli from Anselmo Vineyards.
Well, thank you very much, Linda. Good morning, guys.
And you're
good
so morning. More than just the chef at Anselmo Vineyards. I love to tell the story about how you emailed Carl in the early days of his show with a name, and we didn't really know, oh, my gosh, you're the guy that Carl, you would just engage in these great conversations for a year before we actually saw you in the flesh.
We were thinking the same way.
Yeah. It was. It was funny because Stadelli, John Stadelli. And because when I look at your name on the email, it didn't strike me for some reason that Stadelli was you. Until you mentioned it. No, I write to you and I went, that's John. So it was kind of embarrassing at that point. But we were so glad that you've been with us, I guess, since almost the first show.
Yeah.
In fact, on August 4th, 2007.
Every morning, riding to work, turn on the radio. It was kind of like the same way I picked off Limbaugh those many years ago. You just turn it on, and there was somebody saying the things that you want to hear, and you go, wow, I got to listen to this guy. That's how I found you.
Well, you know, we enjoy the show. We enjoy the people. We enjoy our listeners, our friends, and because we think of our listeners as our friends, and they come up to us at events, and you know, and you know, the best thing about running or owning a community radio station, which is what we pride ourselves on, is that we offer that to the community as a place to come in and talk. And it may be a small club, it may be something, but, you know, you've got something you want to talk about, come on down. People that have joined us in the chat room or online are calling us about things that bother them. A gentleman called earlier today. Hey, I really believe the county is messing with me, and I'm suing them, and this is what I see. Well, okay, you know, you have a right to do that. The other thing we like to do is that if somebody gets hammered in the paper, and the paper ad does a story on them, and either they don't want to respond to the paper because they didn't like what was said, or the paper doesn't provide that response, is that we give them a voice here for them to come back out and respond to articles that may have been done about them, and which we also believe should also be part of our charter. So, hey, we've got to take a quick break here, and then we're going to get back. We've got to see, we're going to talk to Jeff Kidd from Wells Fargo Financial Advisors. He's going to tell us what great news it is on Wall Street. Jeff, good morning.
Hey, good morning. All three major averages are mixed after the first hour of trading as hopes faded that China would buy Italian bonds and shore up the European banking system. In the U.S., August import prices declined 0.4%, the second decrease in 3 months, as the cost of oil and food dropped during the month. Currently, the Dow Jones is down 16 points at 11,044, the S&P 500 is up 2 at 1,164, and the NASDAQ is higher 10 at 2,505. Some of the day's biggest movers, Verizon is up a dime at 35.33, DuPont is up 48 cents at 44.76, and locally Walmart is lower 43 cents at 51.41. In the bond market, the 10-year U.S. Treasury note is yielding 1.97%. For commodities, gold is up $10 at $1,823 per ounce. Silver is higher 40 cents at $40.64 per ounce. And crude oil is up a dollar at $89.30 per barrel. That's the market for now. This is Jeff Kidd from Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Okay, Jeff, thank you very, very much for that update. We're going to take a quick break here. We're going to come back, John Sedelli. We're going to be talking what's new at Anselmo's. We're going to be talking also some of the philosophical things, that topics that John's good on. We might even talk about fly fishing. Carl Lindebot, and this is Free Fire Radio.
Tobacco and Brew just got back from the Las Vegas Cigar Show. Now through October 30th, Tobacco and Brew is offering the new Vega Fina cigar at 15% off. They're going to be featuring those cigars at the Big Bike Weekend at their cigar event on October 6th, starting at 6 p.m. Vega Fina is one of the most sought-after Dominican cigars in Europe. And let's not forget the stinky cigar ashtrays. Uh-huh. Those are perfect for outdoor, all stainless steel, and hold large cigars. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Hi, I'm Assemblymember Jim Nielsen. Last year, California lost more than 28,000 acres of land due to fires, leaving families devastated and causing billions in property damage. If you live in an area prone to fires, protect your family. First, clear an area of 100 feet around your home to reduce flammable vegetation. Also, remove needles and leaves from your roof and gutters, and keep trees trimmed at least 10 feet away. Remember, defensible space is required by law, and most of all, it protects you and your family.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
When Chamber members tell us why they belong to the Chamber, they say things like, the Chamber helps me grow my business. Chambers like my own private marketing department helping me find customers. They keep me in touch with other member businesses that may turn out to be vendors from whom I can find high-quality product. Some of them even become customers of my own. Chamber provides these opportunities through our publications, events, seminars, literature distribution, and other programs. The mission of the Chamber is to stimulate a business climate in which our members grow their businesses. If you're a business owner in the Reading area, call us today at 225-4433 or visit our website at readingchamber.com for more information on how we can partner with you and your company's success.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
This is Free Fire Radio.
We're hot.
On fire.
And we know.
KCNR 1460, you are tuned in to Free Fire Radio. And Carla Lynn Abad, and our guest this morning is John Stadelli.
Good morning.
And this portion of the show is brought to you by Advantage Eye Care on Hartnell Avenue, 1751 Hartnell. 223-2325. Dr. Joseph Layer, our optometrist of choice. We put our eyes in his hands. And you know what? Here's the thing is, a lot of times during the economy, you go, gosh, I'll put this off. This is something you shouldn't put off. You need to have your eyes examined. You need to have somebody look at your eyes. I mean, that should be a prime requirement in your life. And with Dr. Joseph Lea, on-site lab, he can look at children, toddlers, the elderly, and he can help people. He'll give you the best advice. He did it for us. Insurance, talk to him. If you have problems with insurance, talk to Dr. Joe Lea.
He'll work with you.
He will work with you. 223-2325. We can't say enough about this man. All right, and we can't say enough about this man.
And John, that's the truth.
Thank you.
John. They're all the truth, but this one is like, it's so great to have you here.
Oh, you guys are too kind.
Well, you know what? A cook. You know what I mean? You are, it's not a cook, a chef. It's like you are as an artist. Food is your.
The daily genre.
Your daily genre, but it's like a palette, you know, and then you just add things to it. And then, and we have many fine restaurants here in town. I'm not going to say we don't. But the way that you cook, you, and you prepare food, what are you really trying to say?
You know what? I think the best part about it is that it brings the passion out of people. I don't like to read books about... It's great to get the knowledge of what other people have done, but you need to cook from your heart. Do what you know best. Keep it simple and do it the best that you can. And you stand to win every time when you do it. And the thing that I've pushed, especially with my chefs up on the hill that are all young, as you know, to do the same. You know, tell me what it is that you really like, and let's just take that and build from it, you know, because then they have an invested interest in what they're cooking for our guests. You know?
We love the fact that a lot of people can choose anywhere to live in the world, and you've lived many places in the world mm-hmm. and prepared food and was a chef in Hawaii. And what a lot of people maybe do not know, and again, I would like to bring this to the forefront, is that you do travel around the world, and you create and design master kitchens for restaurants. That's one of your fortes.
Yeah, with Synergy Restaurant Concepts, we do we specialize in design of kitchens in providing the equipment for them, also to provide recipes, certain functions that have to do with restaurants. We can pick and choose the targets or what the guests actually want, and you know, stick with their brand or give them one. You know, that's original. It's a great business, great fun. I pick and choose people from the restaurants that we've opened or, you know, that I'm currently working with in Somo Vineyards. Sometimes we take guys like that and go, hey, you're coming with an opening with us. And they go up for 10 days and do some work.
So you're based in this area, of course.
Yeah.
You live out of Shingletown. Mm-hmm. And when you started with the Ensamos, was it originally to help them build on their ranch a specialty kitchen?
You know, that whole situation was just godsend.
Yes.
Rivers and I met in a strange way. A friend introduced us. I cooked for 17 people, and there was a little magic made. I mean, I knew it driving up the driveway. You know, the sense of place when I drove up the driveway told me that this was something special, and it was really a no-brainer to do something there. He knew it, and I knew it, and we were in concert with one another. Worked out great.
In concert with one another. I love that. And you do make music. And, you know, that we love to do the music up there. But you make the music with the food. When we come back, we're going to have to take a break. When we come back, let's talk about something special that's happening on Thursday nights. Let's talk about where Ensamos is going. And also your Sunday night wine tasting dinners. Couple concerts coming up. New Year's Eve.
Big.
First time, this is the hugest event that I've heard that's gone on in the North State since I've been here.
It'll be a lot of fun.
We're going to take a break. We'll be right back after these messages. This is Carla Linda Bott. Our guest this morning is Chef John Stadelli, and we'll be right back after these special messages.
At North Valley Bank, we're making home ownership easier than ever with more lenders and more home loan options. In addition to conventional fixed and adjustable rate mortgages, we now offer VA, USDA, FHA, HomePath, and jumbo loans. And now we're giving you the chance to win one of three $1,000 home improvement gift cards. Any residential mortgage loan funded between June 1 and December 31, 2011 will be automatically entered to win. Just go to NOVB.com and visit our online real estate loan center or any of our convenient locations to complete your pre-approval application. Don't miss out. Apply today, online, in person, or call 530-226-2930. More choices, more service. No purchase or account necessary to enter or win. Must be 18 years of age or older to enter. Need not be present to win. See official contest rules for more details. Offer ends December 31, 2011. North Valley Bank, Equal Housing Lender.
From time to time, we take solemn oaths to make positive changes in our lives. We call them resolutions. Many resolutions require great personal sacrifice. To lose weight, to get in shape, to be friendlier to your in-laws. This time, make a resolution where success is guaranteed. Improve your dental health. It requires no sacrifice, just a phone call to Palisadro Dentistry at 547-5757. Even after years of dental neglect, Dr. William Farrell and his able staff will employ cutting-edge techniques gained over 30 years of professional experience to restore that youthful, charming smile. Anxiety is no longer an impediment to dental health. Palisadro Dentistry specializes in overcoming dentist dread with sedation dentistry. For worry-free dental care, call Palisadro Dentistry today at 547-5757 or visit palisadrodentistry.com. And who knows, with an improved smile, maybe your in-laws will like you better. Special consideration to veterans. Financing available. OAC.
Joining the revolution at Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms is here to provide the finest names in weapons, ammunition, optics, and accessories. We also offer repairs and custom gunsmithing. Bastiani Arms is pleased to announce that we now have in stock the best and largest selection of off-list AR low receivers in the North State. Looking for instruction in hunter safety, concealed carry, or Florida's concealed carry class? Bastiani Arms provides the finest instruction with our NRA-trained instructors. Come check out our in-store product and enjoy the friendly, helpful, and knowledgeable service you'll get with each and every visit. Don't forget to ask Bastiani Arms about their 90-day layaway for your convenience. If you want the best in weapons, service, and shooting supplies, then Bastiani Arms should be your first stop. Satisfaction guaranteed. Bastiani Arms, located at 2539 Larkspur Lane, open Tuesdays through Saturday, 8:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. Or call us at 222-8222.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back.
I'll be back when I get a new eardrum.
Hey, a little cough now and then is good for you. Carl on the bot. Welcome back. Free Fire Radio, 8:22 in the morning, September 12th, 67 degrees, 605-4567. And we're chatting in a wild mood here on the chat room here at KCNR1460.com. Our guest, John Stadelli, chef and philosopher and a man of many opinions. He's not, you can't just like paint him on one color and say, well, he's a chef. Well, you are. But you have a lot of other things you like to talk about too. But let's talk about how Anselmo's has progressed. It's moved forward with different ideas, different ways you do things out there.
Yeah, it, as the vision has shown us, we managed to put in a little wood burning pizza oven on the deck, and it is exactly what it is. It's a little wood burning pizza oven that is for some good times and fun. Just things that Rivera's and I like to do. But we've got Thursday nights slated for that, to where I make X amount of doughs based on reservations and what I think people will do. I have to make them the day before so they actually retard over the evening time and then they're used the next day. That's the recipe. So I only have so many, but I had a great response on them. We've got five regional authentic Italian-style pizzas. There are no frills. There are no different sizes. There's no extra cheese.
You get one size.
No onions. Yeah,
that's right.
It's just, you know, and again, a lot of those things are we're just purists, and we always have been. It's a great evening. People come up and sit down, watch sunset, get a glass of wine or a little Yellow Butte Torte. My pastry chef, Kim, has just hit an absolute home run with the cannoli up there. I'm impressed. Sooner or later, I will turn her into an Italian.
Well, you know, one of the things that I've noticed, too, is that Rivage takes a he takes a hands-on approach. That you all had gnocchi. Mm-hmm. And I remember the first time, and gnocchi is it's an Italian
potato dumpling.
Potato dumpling, mm-hmm. in Italian. And I've had them when I was fortunate enough to.
I never had it until Insamo's, no. And I love it.
And the first time I had it, they were very, very good. Mm-hmm. And well, at some time during the process over the last couple of years, they changed. And RC tasted it, mm-hmm. and said, no. And he took it off the menu, mm-hmm. and then. Now it's back again, just the way it was.
Yeah,
things have to meet a very high. Besides your high standard, he also gets into it.
Oh, he definitely does. You know, little things like parsley on a pizza. You know, it's not allowed, so we don't do that. as far as the gnocchis are concerned, they were actually sold down the street from you, right around the corner by the Napa Auto Parts. On California Street, right across from the Empire, there's a brick building there. That was my great grandfather's in 1938, and those gnocchis were sold there. So, basically, the sauce has taken a little bit of a metamorphosis. It was never a white sauce on the gnocchis to begin with. Uh-huh. I enjoy the gorgonzola cream on them. It was traditionally what would be a kind of a sweet red sauce that my great grandmother used to make with a little bit of cinnamon, and it was phenomenal. It had meat to it. It was a bolognese, but it was a little sweeter.
Makes my mouth water. Well, you know, I have to share with you that Thursday night I had to walk out of the station for studio for a second. But Thursday we have friends that are coming up, and Carl, we'll get to interview them because this guy is fascinating. Really, they're world travelers. They've been everywhere, you know, embassies, you name it. And we're bringing them up Thursday night. I know they're going to be blown away.
Yeah, they will. I mean, the traditional pizzas that we're serving speak for themselves. It's very simple. We don't do any frills with them. But we have a margarita pizza, a Ligurian pizza, which is a pistachio pesto and fresh mozzarella. Mediterranean-style pizza with little local olives, pear tomatoes, capers, and extra virgin olive oil. We have a pizza Giovanni, which is mine, my version of pepperoni, sausage, and onion, but it's got soprasetta and fresh Italian sausage and caramelized onions.
I want to have a slumber party and just eat pizza all night long.
And that's what it is. And that's exactly what it is. It's kind of, you know, we run the pizza from the oven to your table. You cut it. You know, it's good fun.
Now you have other. Do you have other meals up there on Thursday nights? Is that just?
No, I actually serve a caprese salad, a Caesar, and I have a new mixed green that we just kind of playing with. It's kind of fun. And then Kim, of course, she'll make her. I really wanted cannolis done the way that I really want them, and scratch fresh with a very thin, crispy shell is important. And you can't really do those ahead of time. They've got to be done to order. And they're phenomenal. I have to tell you that it's probably the finest cannoli I've eaten. And this is her first crack at it.
Oh, wonderful. And let's not forget those who eat dessert first.
You can do this.
Love it.
Anything is legal
Tiramisu.
Up there.
Tiramisu.
Yeah, we do that. We also have that. It's everything is legal.
Now, on Sundays, you've gone to wine tasting.
Yes,
and with it's a wine tasting night.
Yeah, we have a 4-course meal at night. Chanda, our winemaker, duly appointed, she's phenomenal. Has been a great inspiration. We kind of team up and put these menus together. They last for 4 weeks.
Lovely. Yeah. She's very lovely.
Absolute sweetheart. She really is.
She's new on the scene.
Yeah, I actually had an opportunity to speak with her this last Sunday evening. It was a very successful night, and we sat and chatted for the longest that we have since she's been there. And she really brings a whole new vision on the vineyard. She's
okay,
super.
What does Sunday look like? We make reservations Sunday night starting at...
Yeah, we want to make reservations, and we start at 5 p.m.
Okay.
And it's, you know, we're open till 9, but it just depends on when you decide to go, how much fun you're having, you know.
Right.
And people do stay quite a bit later. The menu for this month, we're messing with a summer squash, eggplant, and sweet pepper gratin. And that is paired with a Peron sparkling wine. We have Petrolli Sole and Sea Scallop Duet. And that is paired with our 08 St. Pédagogue, which is a white mix blend. We have the beef Wellington Ducel with Pochetto, glass Devian and Sauce Bernays. And then we have to finish our wonderful cannolis. That's where they started with the Yaluba port.
It's a set price?
Yeah, $65 per person. So you get four wine courses and four dinner courses.
So you have to really be there at 5 because this is something that you want to really enjoy.
Yeah, you do. Again, we're a dining establishment, and we would love you to enjoy the entire situation. It's not just about food and wine. It's about friendships. It's about sunsets. It's about whatever you want to talk about during the evening. It's about meeting new friends and people up there. You know, it's a great place to just enjoy an afternoon.
Yes, it is.
Mm-hmm. Well, we got to take a break here. When we come
in
back,
about a minute.
Yes, we're gonna be come back. I know we have to address some things in the chat room. We're gonna talk a little politics.
You don't mind piling in?
No,
here, do you?
Hang out with us.
Yeah,
we really still want to talk about what's happening on New Year's Eve, the special event 10 on September 24th,
yeah,
with North Star Sessions. Some other events that are going on. I know I'm gonna be up there October 15th. Mark your calendars to do jazz. We've got every weekend booked until the end of October with the jazz series, and just a lot of things that's going on actually in Shingletown and how that's affecting a lot that's happening,
yeah,
here as well.
But there's also a huge election going on right now in New York.
Yes, there is.
And, I mean,
very important.
Yeah, very important election going on today that could be really interesting to have. It could have a big impact on next year's elections.
It could. Very well.
All right. Hey, our guest, John Stadelli from Anselmo Vineyards, calling in the bot. 67 degrees, 8:30 in the morning on September the 13th. Join us after the news.
Fox News Radio. I'm Ron Flatter. It's been 27 years since the poverty rate has been this high. The government says it passed 15%.
The number of people without health insurance also jumped to nearly 50 million, a new high. The stats all reflect 2010, when the median household income also fell.
Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern in Washington. Taliban suicide attacks in Afghanistan have targeted the U.S. Embassy. Casualties there confined to Afghans waiting for visas.
Four people were injured, three adults and one small girl. But the casualties elsewhere in the city, four Afghan police officers were killed, two civilians so far dead, and somewhere between 15 and 18 other civilians have been injured. There were attacks all across the city. It wasn't just the U.S. Embassy and the NATO headquarters here, which was slammed with rockets.
Fox's Dominic DiNatale in Kabul. Fox News. We report, you decide.
Hey, this is Ernie and Dave talking to you about our fall yard sale. That's right, our big yard sale, September 17th and 18th.
Huge, big, 30 spaces.
Huge. Just call Kim at 941-7042 to reserve your spot.
Get your space now and don't be left out.
Hey, it's $10 for one day, $15 for two.
Call Kim, 941-7042 for your space right now.
On Charland Drive, just off airport.
Hello, Shasta County. This is Kurt Largent of Sheldon Largent Realty and the Largent team, and I would like to invite you to listen in every Saturday morning from 9 to 10 here on KCNR 1460 for the Kurt Largent Radio Show, where we talk about everything real estate. It's well established that amateur hour is over. It's time for professional. You deserve the best. You deserve a superstar. So listen in every Saturday morning from 9 to 10 here on KCNR 1460 for the Kurt Largent Radio Show, where we answer all of your real estate questions. Brought to you by Jeter Built Construction, Pete Metz at Megastar Mortgage, and Sheldon Largent Realty.
Integrity Heating and Air is proud to announce their new state-of-the-art comfort and design center at 5213 Industrial Way in Anderson. Integrity and Lennox would like to say thanks to the North Valley for your continued business and referrals. The warm summer months are upon us, and it's time to call Integrity, your local premier Lennox dealer. No one ever thinks a problem will happen with their cooling system, but like Integrity Heating and Air and Lennox has always said, it takes more than just a good system to get it right. Having regular maintenance performed on your system will reduce energy costs and prevent the possibility of future problems. For over 10 years now, the North Valley has been counting on Integrity Heating and Air and Lennox. With an 82% referral rating, Integrity, your local premier Lennox dealer, is one of the most trusted names in the industry. It's all about outstanding customer service with quality personnel to make sure all your comfort needs and expectations are satisfied. Call Integrity Heating and Air, your local premier Lennox dealer today for a free estimate and rebate information. 365-9100. That's 365-9100. Integrity and Lennox. Comfort you can trust.
Hello, this is Dr. Doug Craig, sponsor and host of Wake Up Call on KCNR every Sunday at 10 a.m.
For over 23 years, I have maintained a clinical psychology practice in Reading, specializing in the assessment and treatment of mood, anxiety, and attention disorders in children, adolescents, and adults. ADHD is one of the most common childhood disorders and can continue through adolescence and adulthood. Individuals with ADHD suffer with a neurologically based motivation disorder. While they can focus on things they find interesting, they have difficulty motivating themselves to concentrate on things they find boring, like chores or homework. Individuals with ADHD are easily distracted, disorganized, forgetful, and inattentive. If you have any questions about this or want to learn more, give me a call at 246-7062.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 on the Free Fire Media. Carl and Abbott, 8:35 in the morning, September the 13th. Phone lines 530-605-4567, and we're streaming live and chatting on KCNR1460.com. I can't mention enough about the chat pack. Gosh, you guys are great today in there. I mean, you people are running, should be running the country, I tell you that. This portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. And right off Athens Avenue, we're talking about great haircuts. Take a step back in time, my friends. Walk in and get a haircut. They use a razor on your neck and around your ears. Which you, I mean, you know what? Great prices, God. Discounts for veterans, great conversation, great magazines in there. And no, I don't mean those kind of magazines. I mean great magazines in there, National Geographic and all the, you know, gun magazines, car magazines. It's man's last stronghold. It's where I go. It's where Bad Bob goes. It's where John goes. It's where everybody goes, Cypress Square Barbershop. And speaking of another John, John Dixon, you are on the line.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, Linda. And
good morning,
John Stadelli. How are you this morning?
Fantastic.
I overlooked your producer, Bad Bob, for just a moment, but I'd like to say hello to him, too, and mention that his comments in the chat pack are probably as effective as anybody else's, if not more. We always look forward to his insights and his brilliant, brilliant outlook on things.
Well,
I do mean that.
Your check is in the mail.
Thank you, Bob. I'll take it. Okay, now, John.
Yes,
Stadelli,
sir.
May I ask you, sir, I have a concern, and believe me, this is not about your restaurant, because I think you guys have tremendously high standards, but being that you're in the industry, I would really like your outlook on this. Because of the economic difficulties of the times and the shortage of monies and the lack and then gain of business at various times in the restaurant business, how about the extension of food times? It seems to me that there's some questionable food coming out of the kitchen that possibly the dates on may not have been what they should be. What's done to ensure that, and is there something going on that we should look at? Am I clear at all?
Well, you could clarify just a little bit as far as dates on food.
I'll make it real simple. Mm-hmm. I think they're serving old food. Restaurants.
Oh, that's certainly a possibility. The attrition rate in restaurants is pretty poor. You know, you lose as quick as you go, as you start them. The trick is to be true to yourself. Keep your menus very simple. Focus on the important few. I'd rather have 10 great items on my menu than 30 items that are good, because you have to manage that product. We at the ranch, we buy all fresh product, very little frozen product for shrimp. Probably is most of it. You know, we are reservation driven for the most part. There is a contingency for the walk-in factor, of course. But what's not used is, you know, for that weekend, for us especially, because we're only open three nights. You know, four nights, it goes away. I won't serve it.
I like hearing that, and I knew that about your place up there. I know that you guys operate to high standards. But I was talking just generally the industry. What do you think is going on? Because it seems to me there is old food being served. And, I mean, I have had touches of various illnesses from it when I eat out. I'm to the point that I'm limiting my time in restaurants that I'll go to.
You know, and I will hearken back. I believe that one of the telltale signs is the size of menus. If you see a really big menu in the restaurant that you're at,
You might want to think about that, because they have to manage all those products, and shuffling around, there's a lot of cross-contamination that could possibly occur. You know, most of the chefs that I know have been trained and are really good with their ServSafe certifications, and they know that certain things can't go. But, you know, when you look at the bottom line in dollar, there's not a whole lot of profit margin in the restaurant business. People think that these guys are very wealthy men that own restaurants. No, they're not. They're picking nickels out of the sky if they're lucky. And, you know, I have worked many a successful restaurant. That's why with Synergy Restaurant Concepts, we're able to fix people's problems before they happen or after. But, again, the trend really needs to be smaller menus that are realistic.
That are guys manageable.
How about using local food, too? I mean, I know that you all go and get as much local organic stuff, you know, as you can.
You know, there's certain things that we do and certain things that I don't. You know, you're not quite sure how they're handled, and you have to really trust the people that you're purchasing from. If you're not actually producing it yourself, again, with our beef, there's a lot of safe, ServSafe certified types of things that take place. Before the beef hits the plate. And again, the smaller, the easier, the more manageable, and not to mention the more effective and executable all these dishes are.
John, last question about this.
Certainly.
When food does become, not necessarily questionable, but that it will become questionable, is it donated or thrown away or what?
You know what, I cannot speak for all restaurants. I would consider probably both would take place, but you know, when you're donating something old, why donate it? I mean,
exactly.
If you have a passion for people and a passion for food.
It has to be closely managed also.
Every single bit of it. You know, there's a lot of moving parts in a restaurant. It's not like a hammer factory where there's three pieces that have to be put together to make it a success. But it's totally doable if you're paying attention.
Thank you for the insight,
sir. Thanks, John.
Thank you for your question. Great questions.
I have a question along those aisles, along when it comes to food. And I know we have to take a break really fast, but this is something that really bothers me. And I want to know, like, for instance, we go to certain, I'm not going to say like a sandwich chain or certain restaurants. What is it that they're putting in the salad? Because I can smell the bleach. I can smell the chemicals. What is it that's tossed in the salads that maybe chains and stuff are you using to keep the salad longer?
There's some potassium products out there that they're probably using in them. Stay Bright and a couple others. There's one that I'm hearing about now too that is an organic product that helps you preserve the life of greens that have been cut or torn. To be honest with you, I don't know any. Those products were used back in the 70s when I started this as a kid. You know, that was just obvious. You pour this white stuff in the sink and it makes your lettuce beautiful.
Wow.
It wasn't good for you, that's for sure.
I can smell it when I walk into a restaurant.
You can.
I know when my salad comes and I just don't want to mention any places, but if I'm going to a quick lunch someplace and a salad comes, I can't eat it because I smell the bleach, I smell the chemicals, and I'm like, why would I want to put that in my body? I'm hungry, but ugh.
This is what the great part about privately owned smaller restaurants is that we, you know, as chefs can make small batches of things, and that's what we are. We're a small batch restaurant. I may have to make my dressings 2 and 3 times a night for you guys instead of making 5 gallons worth and letting them sit. I don't have the space to put them anyway, so. It just makes more sense. I'm not cutting a ton of lettuce. We're cutting it 2 and 3 times a night for you guys, and it may come out of somebody's garden. It's getting washed, cleaned properly, and served very fresh. And that's what being small and focused does.
Okay. Hey, we got to take a break here. Carl and about our guest, John Stadelli, who is a chef, telling us about food preparation, and we've had some good questions from our listeners, too, about what about this, you know, how can you do that, and John's been talking about that. We want to talk about some of the things also that are coming up in the future with John and out in Semmels, but we also want to throw in a couple other little thoughts.
Political like overviews.
Representative Wiener. You remember Wiener? The Wiener?
The Ninth Congressional District?
Can't get over, you know, Wiener, the guy that was sending photos of himself over, Twitter and Facebook to teenage girls, who is no longer the congressman there, and they are running. His congressional seat is up for election today, and
this will be the first time it goes Republican, possibly.
Yeah, there's a possibility it could go Republican for the very first time ever. So, you know, just want to think about that one a little bit. We want to talk about what's going on, of course, around here. Carl and the Bot, this is Free Fire Radio.
How sweet it is to be loved by you. How sweet it is to be loved by you.
Rye Creek Station is cooking again. Stop in for breakfast between 7 and 11 Monday through Friday. Bring along your veteran's photo ID and get an additional 10% off anything on the breakfast menu. Prices start at just $3.99. A 6-ounce New York steak with eggs is just $7.50. Biscuits and gravy, omelets, eggs Benedict, and more. Terrific values on dinner every night from 5 to 9, and now on breakfast too at Dry Creek Station in Bella Vista. 8 minutes from I-5 on Highway 299, just east of Deschutes Road and across from the fire station.
Hi, this is Colonel Pete speaking on behalf of the Shasta Country Military Officers Association. MOA is the nation's largest association of military officers, dedicated to a strong national defense and to protecting the benefits of those who have served. Join us for lunch at our monthly second Monday meeting at noon at the Country Waffle in Reading. For more information, go to ShastaMOAA.com. Shasta Country MOA. Serving those who serve their country.
Hi, it's Bob Belongi, owner of Belongi Entertainment Enterprises and co-host of Boomer Tech Radio. Remember those old-style camcorders? Yeah, they were big and bulky, but they were so great for capturing memories of vacations, birthdays, weddings, school sports, and other memories. Now, there's just one problem. It's getting harder and harder to find something to play those tapes on, and forget about making a good copy that you can share with family and friends. And not only that, your tapes are dying. The more time that goes by, the harder it will be to save those memories for the future. Belongi Entertainment Enterprises can convert your old VHS videos, audio cassettes, reel-to-reel tapes, and records to DVD and compact discs that are easy to back up, easy to duplicate, and will last for decades when properly stored. Save those memories. Call Belongi Entertainment Enterprises at 223-3515. That's 223-3515.
Hello, this is Dr. Doug Craig, sponsor and host of Wake Up Call on KCNR every Sunday at 10 a.m. For over 23 years, I have maintained a clinical psychology practice in Reading, specializing in the assessment and treatment of mood, anxiety, and attention disorders in children, adolescents, and adults. ADHD is one of the most common childhood disorders and can continue through adolescence and adulthood. Individuals with ADHD suffer with a neurologically based motivation disorder. While they can focus on things they find interesting, they have difficulty motivating themselves to concentrate on things they find boring, like chores or homework. Individuals with ADHD are easily distracted, disorganized, forgetful, and inattentive. If you have any questions about this or want to learn more, give me a call at 246-7062.
This is Free Fire Radio.
Well, welcome back. Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio, 8:46 in the morning.
You feeling that?
Yeah, September 13th.
Yeah.
This portion of the show brought to you by the Back on Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, Joe and Shelley. Support our community, and they support it in a variety of ways. But one of the things they have going for them that's great is Espresso Joe's. Great coffee, great service, great drinks in the afternoon when things get a little bit warmer. Of course, the finest walk-in humidor in the state. Any tobacco accessory you could possibly want. A community room that they offer to people. Discounts to veterans. They support our community. They've been doing it for decades. Very classy couple. And the people that work for them are very friendly, very professional, very knowledgeable.
Our guest this morning is Chef John Stadelli. We've been talking about what's happening up at Anselmo Vineyards, and of course we were going to be talking about some New York elections as well. But let's get into fine-honing information about the Sunday night wine tasting dinner.
Sundays, yeah. In general, we are still open for our phenomenal brunch on Sundays. We open at 11 o'clock for wine tasting, and I usually get the kitchen rolling by noon, if not a little earlier, for brunch. Brunch is now running till 3 o'clock. I take our last reservation around 2:30. We close the kitchen down at 3 o'clock so we can regroup for our four-course wine tasters dinner. Myself and Chanda and my staff will cook that in the evening time. We encourage reservations for that, as the caller was talking about. We like to keep right to our reservations with a small contingency for walk-ins. If should we get more people, I do have a very very small a la carte menu that is available on Sunday evenings. We've got a caprese salad, a mixed green, our famous 055 burger, and our signature concept brisket is available with desserts and stuff on Sunday. So if you come up and you're not really, you don't want to do the $65 ahead, which is a great deal, beautiful food, you can get those things a la carte if you like and enjoy the ranch with us. But it's important that we know kind of how many people we think we're going to be doing that evening, just so we can stay current.
Well, I think I also along with that, John, is that what we're trying to share with our listeners is that reservations are really important, especially when you know that it's fresh food, because you only allot for so much. So if you come up and you bring a party of 20 people at the last minute and something's not there, understand? Well, you know, you walked in and there's only a certain amount of things that are available. So we really want to emphasize the fact that reservations, and we are now moving into the fall and the holiday seasons. We have huge Christmas parties that are going to be happening, office Christmas parties, lunches, that kind of thing. So it's more imperative now to make reservations at 474-5546. That's the ranch. Reservations 474-5546. And let's go into the New Year's Eve, and then we're going to talk a little politics. But New Year's Eve, it's the first time you guys are going to be doing a huge event in the special event tent.
Yeah, we're doing some great stuff on New Year's Eve. We've got a couple little British cabbies that we purchased. We also have buses that will be shuttling people from the hotels
here
in Reading.
These are little black cabs, right? From the black cabs that you can put 832 people in.
Yeah, right.
And record. And do you have a Pakistani driver?
Yep. Yep. Well, he knows right where he's going,
too. The
great
thing is that you're going to be offering transportation, and that's included in the price. And you can call the ranch for those reservations. I think that they also have a block of rooms at a couple of the hotels on Hilltop.
Yes.
So that you get this all-inclusive, which is your transportation. It's a casino night.
Casino night. That'll get you chips for the casino, a six-course meal, which will be stunning, to include things like foie gras and a few of the wonderful things that we're doing on our Sunday night wine tasting.
And an 18-piece orchestra that is, I don't believe they've ever played in Reading.
No, they have not.
And so this is the first time they're going to be doing the big band and swing and all kinds of wonderful things. They are the swing, I think they're called, not the Swing Masters, they're the Swing Masters.
I think so.
Yes, and they're based out of Sacramento, and they're a phenomenal 18-piece orchestra.
Yeah, being obviously that it's in the wintertime, we've got the gorgeous tent that we put up this year. It's totally heated, the whole nine yards. It's going to be a fantastic evening, and I mean, something that you don't often do, be once a year kind of a situation, and we look forward to doing every bit of it. You've seen the facility that we put in. It's beautiful.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. It's another, just one thing after another. That's another step forward all the time in a positive sense. Mm-hmm. Other positive steps forward to increase increase for the people here in the North State, a venue. And that's what, people come in and say, Reading, guys, what can you do in Reading? Well, let me tell you, there are so many things going on in Reading and in Shasta County that you cannot possibly even begin to start to do them all.
Yeah.
So, and this is just another venue that's opened up for the people here in Shasta County and Reading. Carl Linda Bott, 8:52 in the morning. Our guest, John Stadelli, we come back. We're going to talk a little bit of, let's talk, throw a few politics in here so that he can go out of here. He too will be relaxed. As we talk in the chat room, let's just turn it all loose, and then that way everybody's relaxed and you can start the rest of your day.
Get fired up.
Just a small town girl.
Hey, this is Ernie and Dave talking to you about our fall yard sale. That's right, our big yard sale, September 17th and 18th.
Huge, big, 30 spaces.
Huge. Just call Kim at 941-7042 to reserve your spot.
Get your space now and don't be left out.
Hey, it's $10 for one day, $15 for two.
Call Kim, 941-7042 for your space right now.
On Charland Drive, just off airport.
Fight fans, get ready for this star power showdown. Watch the much-talked-about Mayweather versus Ortiz match as they go head-to-head with 12 rounds in the ring for the WBC Welterweight World Championship. Broadcasted live on pay-per-view at the Wind River Casino Event Center. Saturday, September 17th at 6 p.m. Tickets are only $15, includes food. This event will sell out fast. Get your tickets now. Don't stop there. Go the distance and join DJ Sammy in Overtime Sports Bar and Lounge, bringing down the house as he is live in the mix with his premier video mixing, spinning all your favorites. If you've had a little too much fun, Wind River offers a free safe ride courtesy shuttle home from 6 p.m. to 3 a.m. that will take you anywhere within the Redding-Anderson city limits. You must be 21 to attend. Great entertainment is coming your way with the pay-per-view Mayweather versus Ortiz bout, broadcasted live at Wind River Casino on Saturday, September 17th at 6 p.m. For more information on this action-packed night, log on to WindRiver.com or check us out on Facebook. It's better on the river.
I received a call from a new car dealer in the Bay Area. He said a customer has complained his new car has a prominent pull to the left. They had three different shops align it. They also replaced the tires, then put on new wheels too. Still the pull is there. He said if you cannot correct the problem, we will have to buy the car back. We aligned the front wheels to factory specifications and then checked the rear axle. Rear axles are often factory set and are not adjustable. If there is a mistake in manufacturing, the rear axle will cause the vehicle to pull to the side. It required a modification of the rear mounts to bring it into alignment. This is not a standard alignment procedure, but a frame repair procedure, and necessary if the vehicle is ever to drive straight. Coachmaster has specialized in difficult wheel alignments and frame repair for over 42 years. Redding, California.
Folks, I'm Bob, the Mount Shasta Springwater Drop. It's no wonder that Mount Shasta Springwater is the preferred choice here in Northern California and Southern Oregon. It's natural, it tastes good, and it's healthy for you. If you are not drinking Mount Shasta Springwater, you owe it to yourself to give it a try. Give us a call at 1-800-922-6227 and start enjoying the refreshing taste of Mount Shasta Springwater today. When you call, tell them you want the Bob the Drop special. Mount Shasta Springwater, naturally the best.
Hi, I'm Dennis Miller. Join me Monday through Friday from 9 to noon on KCNR 1460 AM.
Back down.
You know what, my friends? Listen to that song.
Back down.
Chat Pack, don't ever back down.
You can stand me up.
People up here in the North State, don't ever back down. Stand up for what's right. Stand up what you know is right. And you know what? It will spread. What we have here will spread because, I tell you, it already is in the rest of this country. People are standing up and going, hey, there's something wrong here. We need to take back our country. We need to take back our country. Okay, our guest, John Stadelli. Sharon in the chat room had a great comment saying, you know what? Hey, it's really great that all this medicinal marijuana is around here because then people are hungry and they've got money so they can support the restaurants. So, Sharon, bravo for that comment.
Touche.
Okay, Fast and Furious. John, tell us what you think about that.
Fast and Furious. You know, we have
This was the program that allowed weapons to go across the border.
Yeah.
The Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms District part allowed 2,000 weapons or more to go across the border,
you know,
into Mexico.
You can think what you want. The Department of Justice, way out of hand there. You're sending illegal weapons into a sovereign nation. And for what purpose? You know, are they trying to expose the fact that they want guns taken away from people, people's rights in the Second Amendment? Are they? Why would they fuel the fire to have guns that are killing their citizens that don't belong, that they belong to the United States? That's insanity to have that happen.
Well, you know,
that is a scandal. That's way bigger than Watergate, in my opinion.
Well, you know, here's the thing is they've already had, like, the former head of the Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms step down, and then they've reassigned a couple people. My problem with this whole thing is that the men on the ground, the men and women on the ground are saying, don't do this.
They were.
This is a bad idea. And the thing is that they knew where the guns were going to go to these cartels, and they didn't tell the Mexican authorities. Okay, come on. They just let them walk across. And they even made it easier for them. Gun dealers were saying, we're not going to do that. You know, we're not going to sell these. No. Let them go. Now, who in their right mind would let this happen? And they've just, and I don't know, it's 2, 3, 4 deaths have been, you know, attributed strictly to these weapons, and probably hundreds more, you know, from what they're talking about.
It is just the opinion of this humble Northern California chef that the people so much are not being exposed They might be disposed of, but I think what's happening here is you're finding that the extreme left liberalism is being exposed for what it truly is.
You know, Eric Holder. You know, Eric Holder's in the middle of this, and yet, and even the White House, because the one of the people that was the guy, one of the guys that was being relieved over this thing says this was briefed at the White House. I've got emails that show it was going into the people at the White House, and they're, you know, and part of their security teams up there at the, you know, the ones that brief Obama. Now, I don't know. I can't help but think that President Obama had to be told about this. I mean, you know, everybody goes after every president and says, wait a minute, he should know everything. Well, maybe not everything. You know, maybe not everything goes all the way up there. But this thing was kind of big, and they thought it was going to be a huge success. So I just find it really difficult to believe that somebody in that inner circle up there, either his inner advisors or somebody, didn't know about a project this big.
I believe that it shows the ultimate lack of experience that this administration has shown for its position. And to put it bluntly, we hired the wrong guy. Somebody did. I don't know. The stickers all came off the cars. No one will admit to it. But
well, you know. Here's the thing about this is that we've got a minute left. Is that we hired somebody for a job that didn't have the experience. He had a great way of talking. He had a great oration. He gave that hope to people, but he just didn't. You know, he didn't have the experience.
Hey. I hope that the people are paying attention because he could remain for another 4 years if we're not careful.
And I think people need to talk
that
about that.
That would be disastrous.
Right. Hey, our guest John Stadelli, who is a chef of philosopher.